I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-378-3508. 800-378-3508. That's 800-378-3508. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
Hi, and welcome to the Dirtbag Baseball Talk Show here on the Sports Byline USA Broadcast Network. Dirtbag Nation, great to be back with you again for another episode, and hopefully you've had a dirty week wherever you are out there listening to us in Dirtbag Nation, and all around the world. Again, thanks for being a part of the show. Thanks for being a part of Dirtbag Baseball Nation. Send your questions in for the curtain call, training inquiries, just being passionate about baseball as a player, a parent, a coach, however and wherever you are. We can't thank you enough. You know we do it for you. We cannot do it without you. So continue to share the message and continue to just love this game of baseball the same as Nolan and I do. So obviously we got a variety of stuff to talk about tonight. We got winter meetings coming up, speculations on how things might evolve during the 4 days next week of leading into the Christmas season, and some signings that have gone on with the Cardinals. One just came off the pipe to the Mets, and reliever of the years just announced. So we'll be talking about a variety of stuff as we always do, and maybe even some amateur talk tonight, and we'll go from there. So again, before we get going, as always, we do want to give our shout out to the friends and team over at the Rip Grip Pro. That's Tress Sullivan and his team with the ripgrippro.com. you can check them out, the hitting training aid. If you haven't already, be sure to check them out. If you have, you know what we're talking about. You know the value of it in your training program for hitters. And of course, the Rope Trainer, our favorite throwing product. You can find out more about it right on our own website at dirtbagbaseballnation.com. Be sure to check it out. Be sure to contact me. Reach out to me on Instagram or Facebook at Dirtbag Baseball Nation, or even directly at Kirk McNabb on Facebook. You can reach directly to me. I'm happy to talk about it all day, every day. So that's just the reality. If you want arm health, arm care, what a training aid. It really is. And you know, we're not going to promote anything that we don't wholeheartedly believe in. There's not a chance that we're doing that, because being honest, being trustworthy, that's what it's all about, whether you're in the baseball world or day-to-day life. And that's what we do. That's why we call it a Dirtbag Baseball Nation. That's why you're a part of the nation. That's why we respect each and every one of you so much, wherever you are in the world. So that's the way it is. So anyways, settle in, get that favorite drink. Nolan's got a lot to talk about with his Cardinal updates. He's excited to a degree. I'm excited to hear what he has to say about it, but I'm also excited to be talking about what we think is going to happen with the winter meetings. So we'll be right back here after the break.
Honey, come here, quick.
What is it?
Shh, check it out. All these highly rated wines are under $20. Total Wine must have made a mistake.
Nope, they always have the lowest prices. Oh, remember that amazing rosé your sister brought over last week? See, it's right here.
Whoa, that's a low price. I mean, whoa, that's a low price.
With the lowest prices for over 30 years, you'll always find what you love and love what you find. Only at Total Wine & More. Drink responsibly. B21.
This episode is brought to you by Columbia Sportswear. It's snowing again, and that wind chill is killer. But you're not worried about that, because you shop the Omni Heat Infinity Collection. It's warmth perfected with tiny gold dots that reflect your body heat inside and protect you from the cold outside. No snow or chilly temps can stop you now. Go out anyway. Shop the Omni Heat Infinity Collection now at columbia.com/infinity.
Are you looking to improve your baseball swing? You need the Rip Grip Pro. Co-created by Dodgers AAA star Drew Avens, the Rip Grip Pro will help you stay palm up, palm down, and pull the barrel of the bat through the zone instead of pushing it. Check out Drew's videos at ripgrippro.com, and you'll see how this can help you or the baseball player in your family improve your ABs. Get the adjustability in your swing that you need. Go to ripgrippro.com. That's ripgrippro.com.
Are you looking for a guilt-free holiday season? Check out 100calsnacks.com. With 100% natural ingredients and no sugar added, these snacks are low in carbs, but high in protein and fiber, and absolutely delicious. You'll get a kick out of the chocolate brownies with ashwagandha, and use code NOGUILT for 25% off your order. That's the number 100calsnacks.com. Get the energy boost you need with a potent dose of superfood for just 100 calories. That's 100calsnacks.com.
This year, Staples wants everyone to have a happy holla-deal. That's right, holla-deal. Staples holla-deals are amazing savings on hot holiday tech. Great prices on laptops, game systems, earbuds, and more. And now at Staples, you can save up to $350 on select PCs. During Staples holla-deals, it's not about the fa-la-la. It's about saving moolala. Save up to $350 on select PCs today at Staples. Ends 12/23. In-store only. See associate for details.
Hey, I came as fast as I could. What's wrong?
Everything's okay. I just need you to know I'm glowing up.
You just texted SOS Get Here Now.
And I stand by that because I switched to Cricket and got the all-new Motorola Razr. I have entered my flip era, and I am glowing up.
I'm going to go back home.
I support that.
Switch to Cricket and get the all-new Motorola Razr for $199.99. Smile, you're on Cricket.
Must open a new line on a $60 month voice plan. First month service charge and tax due at sale. Fees, terms, and restrictions apply. See CricketWireless.com for details.
Welcome back, Dirtbags. Just so everybody understands, a little bit of a visual going into this episode. Nolan is sitting here in his Cardinals Paul Goldschmidt jersey. He's been excited this week. Cautiously optimistic, I guess, but I'm going to let him speak to it and everything else that we got to give you updates on.
Yeah, so obviously the I'd say probably third biggest free agent pitcher that has MLB experience signed with the St. Louis Cardinals. Sonny Gray, 3-year, $75 million deal. Basically, the way that his contract breaks down is this year is going to be $10 million, next year is $25 million. The third year of the deal is $30 million. Then there's a contract option built in that maxes out his contract at $100 million with a $5 million buyout. So basically, it works out to a 3-year, $75 million deal with the possibility of an extra basically $25 million kicked in at year four. Sonny Gray obviously just finished second place in the American League Cy Young last year. Obviously, he's going to be, I mean, right now on paper, he's the number one on the Cardinals. He's a very solid number two. That's what I always said to Kirk, especially like right when the Cardinals signed him, it seemed like, okay, well, that's your perfect guy that you want as a number two in Sonny Gray. Like, obviously, majority of the time that he spent in the major leagues, he's had another guy to go off with him. Like last year, I mean, you're looking at Minnesota's rotation. Obviously, they had Pablo Lopez and him. Cincinnati, when he was there, he had Trevor Bauer and why am I drawing a blank on his name? Just went to the Seattle Mariners last year. Luis Castillo. And like they obviously had other guys there and everything like that. His time in Oakland, obviously, they had good pitchers. New York Yankees, for whatever reason, never worked out. Now, I get that a lot of players struggle with the New York Yankees, but I mean, statistically, throughout his career, Sonny Gray's been a fantastic pitcher. Love him. Great signing, man. It was perfect for what we needed. Obviously, last week, I blasted John Mozeliak and the Cardinals. The way that they kind of had their press conference and everything like that made it sound like the deal was pretty much done prior to the American Thanksgiving and then got finalized, obviously, on Monday night. I love it. Obviously keeps the door open for possibility more moves for the St. Louis Cardinals to make with them only spending $10 million this year on Sonny Gray.
Yeah, I was very impressed to hear him speak. I always love to hear guys like that when they did his introduction on the MLB network, but obviously the Cardinals on that, the network showed it. And it's just really, really fun for me personally to sit back and listen to guys like that speak. and gain more respect for them, to be honest with you. Like we always talk about it. How do you market baseball? How do you do that? Right. And a big part of it is getting the players to talk more, share more about who they are. And I realize that's not for every player. Their job is to do baseball, whatever facet of baseball they're paid to be, pitcher, hitter, catcher, whatever. That is their primary job. I get that. But I was very impressed with the way he spoke, his intelligence, his thoughts. He said it quite frankly, and I have to believe him, that it's well over a year in the making for him personally as selecting or hoping that the Cardinals would be one destination that he could go to in the future. And the fact that he spoke about not coming in as the man, just as one of a veteran staff rotation, member of the rotation, and what that meant to him personally, and how excited he was to be able to go into a season and pick brains with those other guys.
Yeah, I mean, and to me, the coolest thing that I thought about the whole press conference that he had with the St. Louis Cardinals, this is something that I learned. I don't know if anybody else knew this, but he always carries a baseball with him. So in his opening press conference, he was showing different grips on the baseball and everything like that to actually put an image into everybody's heads. Like, hey, listen, this is how he throws his pitches. This is the type of spin that comes off his pitches. And I mean, like I said, hey, he's going to be a fantastic pitcher in St. Louis, in my opinion. $10 million, like I said, that keeps the door open for more moves for St. Louis. But jumping into other moves that have happened so far, we got, obviously, Luis Severino. This one was hot off the presses. Just signed, a couple minutes before our opening introduction. 1 year, $13 million deal with the New York Mets. Obviously, Luis Severino, he's a pitcher that has, I'd say, had very bad luck with injuries throughout majority of his career. In 7 years with the New York Yankees, he only pitched in, I think it was 640 innings or something to that extent. But he put up good numbers every year outside of last year. Obviously last year he had what, 6.5 ERA or something like that. And was quoted saying, hey, listen, like I'm just having the worst time of my life.
Yeah. I mean, I look at Luis Severino and he had a couple more good years before the injuries broke down and that. But the way I look at it is I look at a guy like the Toronto Blue Jays with Alex Manoah in the last year. And what I'm referring to is the fact of overloading these young, talented pitchers. You're talking about a guy throwing upper 90s at the time, Luis Severino and stuff like that, like all the expectations. And then you compound that with being a Yankee. And I think there's a lot of stress added onto your body and expectations. I don't care whether you're American, Canadian, Latin American. It's going to be interesting to see him back on the field. Because I personally hope for the best for him. I really do, because I'm impressed with him as a pitcher when he's on his game and he's healthy and ready to roll. I don't know what the Mets are going to get with him. It's going to be interesting to see. It's again, I hope it's a good member of the staff, but I don't even know where he slots in on that rotation.
I mean, realistically, they're going to put him in as what? Probably number four, I'd say.
At the highest?
Like, yeah, but I mean, you're looking at the Mets' starting rotation right now. Obviously, it's not the same as what it was last year. So he's going to have to eat some innings. I like the move in the fact that, hey, it's not a huge risk, especially with the Mets. Steve Cohen obviously owning the organization now. Him willing to spend money the way that he's been willing to spend money in the past. Hey, obviously, $13 million is a little bit high, but the upside's there. If he can return to some sort of form, give you about 160 innings, right around a 4 to 4.5 ERA, I'd say that that's a pretty good year overall.
Well, and that's the thing, right? Last year they tried the old Hall of Fame veterans in the pitchers of Verlander and Scherzer, and that just didn't work. It just didn't, for whatever reason, it just didn't come to fruition. They were able to do a great job at the trade deadlines with both those trades. Recoup a lot of young, and I think that's the way the Mets are going to trend. I really do. I believe they're going to go with the youth. Go ahead and invest in player development, invest in that type of stuff, but get yourself a good core of youth all around you. Obviously, I mean, you're still looking at what happens with Pete Alonso over the next 2 or 3 months as well, how that unfolds.
Then you got Kenta Maeda signing a 2-year, $24 million deal with the Detroit Tigers. He's going to slot in probably as their number four, I'd imagine, number three. But obviously, he's a veteran pitcher with a bunch of young kids there in Detroit who, I mean, so far have not lived up to expectations.
Yeah, I mean, it's a solid signing, but I have to believe they're going, whether they bring back Rodriguez again, they're able to get a deal for him. there has to be somebody else on that wish list too, because that's just too much hope for me if you're a Tigers fan or whatever, and that those guys are going to bounce back. I mean, you and I spoke about it. Scooble ended up having a good September after coming back. Casey Mize, we just have no idea. Obviously, the front end of the rotation potential is there. But again, you really don't know what the rest of that Manning as well. He can be great, but injuries have derailed him for the most part of his career to this point. Obviously, you got Cabrera coming off the books and stuff like that. The money's there. The potential to grow some good free agents is there. I don't know if the players want to come to them yet, because it's a team that has money. I mean, they try to play on the low mid-range profile or whatever and that, but let's be honest, man. They've got the money there. They can do it, but it's been a long, long time since they've been in there. And let's be honest, too, AL Central isn't a tough division.
No, it's a winnable division. Absolutely. It's winnable. Especially when you're hearing about the Chicago White Sox becoming sellers.
Absolutely.
You're looking at Cleveland. Cleveland probably is going to trade Shane Bieber within the next couple of weeks.
But Cleveland has to jump right back up right now on Minnesota with just the loss of Sonny Gray and Maeda.
Yeah, and I mean, and just to top it all off, they also lost Emilio Pagan today, who signed a two-year, $16 million deal to be one of the best or better relievers in the Cincinnati Reds bullpen. So you're looking at it, right? Like, those are a lot of guys that they're losing. And obviously, Minnesota has said, hey, listen, we're trying to cut costs. Kansas City's not ready to compete. If I'm Detroit, man, obviously they pushed the books a couple years ago when they signed Javi Baez, and that has not come to any sort of fruition so far. But they've shown a willingness to spend. Obviously, you got Spencer Torkelson, who's really came into his own last year. You got to hope that, hey, a couple more of those guys make the next steps. And if I'm a pitcher, I'm looking at that team and saying, hey, I might be interested. We'll be right back here after the break there, thanks.
If you're struggling to keep up with conversations, avoiding restaurants because you can't understand the waiter, if you've got the TV volume way up, then you really need these. These tiny but powerful little hearing aids are the Nano CIC Rechargeable, priced at only $297 for a full pair. And no, these are not simply amplifiers. These are ultra-high-quality, ultra-reliable hearing aids, priced thousands less than other hearing aids. They fit right in your ear. Nothing shows on the back of your ear. And at only $297 for a full pair. When you order today, Nano will give you a 45-day money-back guarantee. Order right now and Nano will give you a free portable charging case and even ship them to you for free. Here's the number. Call now.
800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. That's 800-278-1738.
Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now.
800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. That's 800-760-1845.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently, and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
Welcome back, Dirtbags. Nolan, where you want to take us?
Yeah, let's talk about the comeback players of the year. So obviously in the National League, you get Cody Bellinger. American League, you get Liam Hendricks. Liam Hendricks, obviously, very deserving candidate. Came back off of obviously a very scary situation. I believe it was non-Hodgkin's lymphoma that he had prior to the year. Came back in, May, I believe it was. And then, had a half-decent run until, obviously Tommy John derailed the rest of his season, unfortunately. But you're looking at it, man, and you're like, okay, good for him for even coming back. And the reports that I heard were that he needed Tommy John before he even came back. Like, that's kind of what I heard. And just for him to get back out there onto the mound at all, knowing that, hey, possibly I need Tommy John surgery, on top of everything that I battled through, he's like, there's no way that I'm missing a single inning if I can get out there at all this year.
Yeah, I mean, he's a tough hombre already, right? Imagine how resilient and tough he's going to be coming back, but also appreciative. And we saw how appreciative he was when he came back, that opening night for him, and that just emotional. And I can only imagine how exciting it'll be probably in 2025 before he gets back there. But quicker timelines have happened with those types of injuries too, or whatever. And that, I mean, everybody heals a bit different. They've got a similar, a general overall template of the recovery time, but you know what, fingers off for him. But yes, absolutely. Hats off, Mr. Liam Hendricks. Congratulations on that comeback player of the year for the American League.
Cody Bellinger winning National League comeback player of the year. I'm not a huge fan of that one, honestly speaking. And here's my reason why, right? It's not like he missed significant time over the past couple of years. He just sucked. Like, I get that his shoulder was probably dislocated for the past 2 years based on the way it seemed compared to this year. But, like, overall, it's not like he was missing an entire season with some sort of injury or anything like that. No, he was still playing. He just wasn't good. So for him to come back and win comeback player of the year, yes, I get that he had a fantastic year. I'm not trying to knock on that at all. He's going to sign a great contract in the offseason. Don't know who it's going to be with. I'm still thinking it's probably going to be the Yankees, just based on the Yankees' fits and everything like that. A left-handed power bat, great speed, great defense. That's what the Yankees need in the outfield. But that being said, I don't understand how you give comeback player of the year award to a guy that just sucked the year before and then does great the next year.
Yeah, I mean, I'm impartial on the comeback player of the year. I'm fine with it. Congratulations. No problem there. What I'm really having trouble with, and I have all offseason, is the projections of his contract. You know, we're talking about 8 years probably in that, seven, eight, maybe even more before it's all said and done in the bidding is finished because of the lack of players available this year, high-end players. But you hit the nail on the head. You're right. I mean, 2 years, 3 years, basically non-existent with the Dodgers. Comes back, looks phenomenal. We see that quite often in free agent years with players. Some carry on and continue on, but I mean, you go and you look at a Chris Bryant, he hasn't been able to get off it. Now, I realize back's a little different than a shoulder or whatever and that, but it's all relative at the end of the day. You need all those body parts working for you to be consistent, right? So I'm looking at it and I'm going, I have trouble with the 7 or 8 years that they're talking about. For me, if I'm a general manager, I'm looking at it and I'm going, maybe four. I'll give you four. And I know he's not going to sign for that. But for me, I'm not giving him more than that. I don't care about his one-year comeback. I mean, yes, they look fantastic this year. There's no question. That's not a debate. Maybe next year, maybe the first 2 years or whatever in that look good. But when that shoulder starts to fall apart again, and it's inevitable that it will, even with his youth, that's where I have more trouble on.
Jumping over to relievers of the year, you get Felix Bautista winning the Mariano Rivera relief pitcher of the year in the American League. And Devin Williams winning the Trevor Hoffman National League Relief Pitcher of the Year, obviously in the National League. Yeah, Felix Bautista, obviously, he just had a fantastic year with the Baltimore Orioles. In 2023, it was his first All-Star selection. He had a 1.48 ERA, 33 saves, 110 strikeouts, over 61 innings. So basically, it worked out to 16.2 K per nine, which was the third best mark in the AL, or in AL history, sorry. Among pitchers with at least 50 innings pitched, trailing only Craig Kimbrel with 16.4 in 2017 and Aroldis Chapman with 16.3 in 2018. Obviously, needed Tommy John surgery, underwent it, on October the 9th. So, I mean, he's going to be done for the year. So, obviously, that was a huge loss. We've already talked about that. But either way, it was well-deserved, especially when you look at the way that he just posted up all year, man. I mean, that guy, obviously, nicknamed the Mountain. Great. They had a great 1-2 punch there in the 8th, 9th inning.
Yeah, no question about it. What I find, you know, you look at one blemish for the Baltimore Orioles moving forward, and it has to be relief pitching now. You know, the speculation this offseason, I don't know how much, how hard and how true it is, but looking at a Josh Hader, right? And that's pretty tough when you just had the reliever of the year in your organization, and that's who you have to go and replace moving into the 2024 season. So, you know, but absolutely justified and deserved. Congratulations, Felix Bautista.
Yeah, then you get Devin Williams, posted a 1.53 ERA, 36 saves, struck out 87 batters over 58 and two-thirds innings. Pretty much since, 2020, he has a 1.75 ERA. Bautista is second over that span with a 1.85 ERA. That's incredible. But, no, like, here's the thing, right? So, I mean, a guy that I thought was going to win it for the National League side, and I get, obviously, he had a lot of backlash later in September, and I don't know if this would have cost him votes or what the deal was, but you're looking at Josh Hader from the National League side. Josh Hader's numbers across the board were better than Devin Williams. And, I mean, he's, in my opinion, been the most dominant relief pitcher over the past 6 years. Obviously, he's going to cash in. Already record talks of what his contract's going to look like going into the offseason. Going into the winter meetings now. It sounds like he's going to break Edwin Diaz's record of, what was his, 5-year buck 02, I think, with the Mets last year. Sounds like Hader's probably going to be in line for about a 6-year 120. That's kind of what I'm hearing.
Yeah, he's proven year after year that he can do it, right? So, good for Williams for sure, but absolutely. And maybe that one falls in line with what you've always said about the MVP in your mind as well. Maybe the voters were thinking the same way, right? Milwaukee gets into the playoffs, Padres don't with the team they had. Maybe that's why Williams got it over Hader.
Yeah, I mean, and
not that,
me,
I mean, a reliever really has a whole lot of control.
No,
certainly, you see a lot of teams that end up with one-run losses or unbelievable amounts of losses at the end of the season because of their relief corps.
Josh Hader's only bad stretch this year, I mean, I think he only blew 5 saves, and two of them were in back-to-back games, if I'm not mistaken, against the St. Louis Cardinals. I know Tommy Edman walked off on him in both games. But I can't remember if the other one was just a situation where he came in a tie game or what the deal is. But then the other one, I think he had a 3-run home run to walk it off. Both of them, I mean, obviously you're looking at it, that was back end of the season. But I think he only posted like a 1.3 ERA or something like that on the year. Like, Hader's numbers were legit across the board.
Yeah, and by that point in time, I mean, Padres were already out of it, right? It wasn't like a save at that point in time for Hader was going to make any difference at all.
Which is why his comments when asked, what was it, a week before the year was done or something like that, Bob Melvin, I'm assuming it was Bob Melvin, went to him and asked him in the 8th inning, hey, are you coming in? And he basically just said, nah, I'm good.
Yeah, that's tough.
Yeah, that one doesn't look good. But either way, no, I mean, you heard about it more and more as it continued to go on. The Padres obviously had some sort of issues going on, whatever it was within the clubhouse. But no matter how you spun it, man, like, the Padres just down the back end for the stretch, they just didn't perform up to what everybody's expectations were. Now jumping into some Dylan Cease updates. Obviously, I mean, reports were breaking today. Hey, the past 48 hours truly intensified. So I don't know what's going to end up happening within the next couple of days. It sounds like by the time we do our next podcast, there's a good chance that he's already traded.
Yeah, I mean, still a speculation. I'm going with is the Dodgers for sure. And I think with you saying about the ramping up and all the reports of the ramping up, I mean, I would think the Dodgers will do that because that leads us into the Shohei effect as well, right? The rumor is they're down to about 4 teams going into the winter meetings that are really, really in on Shohei. And again, I mean, you never know until the player is signed. Sealed and delivered, as they said. So there's always a team that can come out of nowhere and get that done. But I think for the Dodgers, they're probably having to put a little bit of a shove forward. And for me, Dylan Cease is great. If I'm the Dodgers, I'm going for it. I'm not so sure the Braves can't pull off a trade with the White Sox either for Dylan Cease.
I mean, yeah, and here's the thing too, right? You got to assume whichever team is trading for him, they're probably going to try and offer him an extension before the year starts. I don't know what the extension's going to look like. I think he still has 2 years arbitration, if I'm not mistaken, like this year and then next year as well, before he becomes a free agent. But either way, like you said, I mean, he's more or less a local boy for the Atlanta Braves, so that's a trade that obviously makes sense. I get the Braves aren't loaded with prospects by any means, but they still have enough guys that they can swing a deal easily. And, I mean, you're looking at some of their younger guys. Like, even if you wanted to do a Vaughn Grissom right now doesn't have a clear spot. Obviously, the Chicago White Sox have a need at shortstop. It's a move that makes sense. We won't dive into the Los Angeles Dodgers too much because, obviously, we talked about that in last week's episode. But, I mean, those are two teams that, obviously, they jump out at the page at you.
For sure. I mean, the Braves, don't forget, right? The Braves are a fit because you can go to your prospects now. Double A has done such a great job locking up all those major league players to long-term contracts that they're just in a phenomenal position.
Yeah, they don't need prospects right now.
No, they just don't, right? Go ahead and you go ahead and make a strong push for that guy. That solidifies that rotation. I believe moves them right up the ladder in the National League. And I don't know, man. I'm going for Dylan Cease before I'm going for Tyler Glasnow, just because of that 2-year option on him. If he doesn't want to get it done on an extension before the season, you still have a lot of play time with him.
Yeah, and you know the Braves are going to be competitive for if he does get traded there, both years that he's there.
Yep.
Like, you have a 1-2 punch of Dylan Cease and Max Strider. Like, that's not, or Spencer Strider, sorry. Yep. That's nasty. That is absolutely nasty, and that would be a very tough 1-2 punch to try and go through. And then on top of that, Max Fried. But we'll be right back here after the break, Dirtbags.
This year, Staples wants everyone to have a happy holla deal. That's right, holla deal. Staples holla deals are amazing savings on hot holiday tech. Great prices on laptops, game systems, earbuds, and more. And now at Staples, you can save up to $350 on select PCs. During Staples holla deals, it's not about the fa-la-la. It's about saving moolala. Save up to $350 on select PCs today at Staples. Ends 12/23. In-store only. See associate for details.
Are you looking for a guilt-free holiday season? Check out 100calsnacks.com. With 100% natural ingredients and no sugar added, these snacks are low in carbs, but high in protein and fiber, and absolutely delicious. You'll get a kick out of the chocolate brownies with ashwagandha, and use code NOGUILT for 25% off your order. That's the number 100calsnacks.com. Get the energy boost you need with a potent dose of superfood for just 100 calories. That's 100calsnacks.com.
Wendy's Peppermint Frosty and Frosty Cream Cold Brew make the perfect gift for anyone in your life. Especially for you. Yeah, this year you're sitting on your own lap and getting yourself what you want. Finally. And now every day this season, unlock 20% off your total when you get any small, medium, or large Frosty in the Wendy's app. So order something from your own wish list this year.
Limited time only. Participating U.S. Wendy's with app offer and registration. Applies to menu items only. Taxes and fees excluded.
People who come to Cricut stay with Cricut, just like our customer, Jaren.
I'm the singer and guitarist in a band, and I use my Cricut phone for everything. It's basically like another band member.
Don't miss a single beat. Switch today and get a free Samsung Galaxy A14 5G. Smile. You're on Cricut.
Real customer paid for testimonial. Must bring your number to Cricut on up to a $60 a month voice plan, depending on device. Select models only while supplies last. First month service charge and tax due at sale. Cricut 5G requires a compatible device and is not available everywhere. Fees, terms, and restrictions apply. See store for details.
Coca-Cola is making everyday game day at Burger King. For a limited time, get a $30 Coke Zero Sugar Bundle on the Burger King app. The Coke Zero Sugar Bundle lets you enjoy two Whopper sandwiches, two original chicken sandwiches, 16-piece chicken nuggets, two small fries, and two small fountain drinks. Whether you're tailgating or big screening, have it your way with a bundle big enough to feed the whole family. The Coke Zero Sugar Bundle is your ticket to memorable game day fun. It's a winning play. So go to your local Burger King restaurant and satisfy your hunger for the big game. The $30 Coke Zero Sugar Bundle is available now through November 30th at participating Burger King restaurants. And while you're in the BK app, test your skills and play Sip, Throw, and Score to get cool Burger King perks every day. See offer terms at bk.com/terms. Sponsored by Coca-Cola.
Welcome back, Dirtbags. Nolan, we're a little less than a month away from Christmas. We got winter meetings coming up at the 1st of December. Nashville is going to be a hotbed next week. All kinds of curtain call questions in, and obviously they're on the majority of the high-profile players. So let's take it this way. Shohei's down to four teams. Where does he land? What's your Christmas wish list?
Obviously, I mean, hey, we're from Toronto. If I got to see that guy play like nearly every home game in Toronto with our local television and everything like that, or going to the games, obviously I try and go to as many games as possible. They're one of the four teams that are still apparently in the race for him. What did I hear today? Mets, Yankees, Dodgers, Giants are obviously still kicking the tires, but nothing official. It sounded like the Rangers, they balked at the idea of signing Ohtani. Obviously nothing's official until it is official. But that one kind of surprised me. I would have said the Rangers made a lot of sense to me, obviously. Just coming off the success, his familiarity with the AL West, sounds like the Mariners are out on Ohtani. Obviously, another team with great Japanese connections, or, well, Asian connections in general. So, I mean, personally, I'm hoping it's the Jays, just because, like I said, hey, that's our local team. We can go and see him in person. That would be sweet. It's a team that has the possibility to get into the playoffs. Now, that being said, do I think the Jays are realistic? No, just because of the recent rumors that have come up about Vladdy and Bo Bichette.
Well, it's interesting for all you dirtbags out there that aren't Blue Jays fans. At the end of the season, it came out that Mark Shapiro, the president of operations for the Blue Jays, had said that we have our operating budget for 2024, and we've been given permission for a unicorn budget as well for one Shohei Ohtani. Obviously, all the players are not moving. All the upper level players are not moving until he gets something done, whether it's this week. And baseball needs it this week. Baseball, or early next week, sorry, during the winter meetings, because for me, NFL is not very fun this year or whatever and stuff like that. It's inconsistent as a sport, professional sport. They're struggling. Jump in. Take advantage of it. Yes, you got college football coming down, championships and all that type of stuff during the next month in operation, but it's a great opportunity for baseball to jump right back in before the break. So, absolutely, I'm right there with you. I hope the Jays can somehow get it pulled off. I don't know if they can, but I'm hoping there is a unicorn. I'm hoping he sees the unicorn and he comes to the Jays. Yamamoto. Giants need to make a splash this year. They lost out. Everybody knows it. If you're a Giant fan, a lot of hard speculation on Yamamoto or Shohei. They've got to get one of them. Are they capable of getting one of them? Obviously not Shohei, so Yamamoto.
I'm still leaning no, just because of what Yoshinobu said there last week. And that was the fact that, hey, I want to play with another Japanese major league player. And last time I checked, I might be mistaken, but the San Francisco Giants do not have a Japanese player currently on their roster.
Pretty good park to play in if you're a pitcher, though.
Don't get me wrong. Don't get me wrong. Obviously, the Giants, they've expressed the willingness to pay players over the past couple of years, right? That has not been a secret, obviously, in on Aaron Judge and Carlos Correa last year. But you're looking at it, and that's the ultimate factor that comes back to me is, okay, They have the financials. Absolutely. It's a great park for him to pitch in because obviously it's a tough hitter's park. I just can't see a deal with the Giants getting done for a player of his magnitude. And that being said, obviously there's lesser quality Japanese players that are still going to punch in as a number two or three starter in a lot of rotations that are available now with their newest postings as of this past week.
St. Louis, New York Mets, Boston Red Sox. I think those three realistically are potentials. I think the Cardinals are going to have a little trouble or whatever not with the three signings that they've done so far with the contract that he's going to receive. But those three teams?
Yeah, to me, okay, and here's the thing. Those are the three teams that make the most sense to me. I'm still going to kick the tires on the Rangers being in there, even though there's not a huge fit for them. But with them losing Jordan Montgomery and Jacob deGrom probably being on the shelf all year, obviously there is still a need for a true number one pitcher. No offense to Max Scherzer. Max Scherzer is past his prime at this point in time. And, I mean, his numbers weren't great overall down the stretch. So I'm not going to completely kick or completely write them off yet. They're still a fit to me. Obviously, they signed Yu Darvish back in the day. That being said, obviously my fingers are crossed at the Cardinals. I'm not going to sit here and lie.
Cody Bellinger. New York Yankees obviously have been the main hot topic, but really not a lot of conversation with him at all. Interesting to see what happens with him, but where does he drop? Stay in the NL? Jump over to the AL? Does it matter? Is it all about money?
The craziest thing to me is the fact that there hasn't been rumors of him re-signing with the Cubs. There's still a team to me that makes the most sense. Because obviously, you got some guys that can play outfield now. You got Pete Crow Armstrong coming up. It's not like they have a lot of salary cap restrictions over the next couple of years. You got Seiya Suzuki in right field. So, I mean, if you wanted to put Bellinger in left field, even though you already have Ian Happ there, who signed for a few more years, just won a gold glove, you have a first base opening. I get that you want to find Christopher Morel at bats and everything like that, but Morel's still profiling better as a second baseman than anywhere else. So, I mean, if they're smart, realistically, Cody Bellinger has familiarity, has comfort there. Why wouldn't you try and kick the tires on that one? Now, at the same time, the New York Yankees are my fallback for that one, obviously, with their needs, like I said in the first segment of this show. But they're tied to Juan Soto. If they don't get Juan Soto, they go and get Cody Bellinger.
Yeah, maybe the Cubs have had that conversation already with him, right? And said to him, look, let's, and maybe he said it to them too. Let's see if you can get Shohei. Let's see if you can get Yamamoto. That changes that that conversation in a hurry. I'll wait until you can see if you can get him or not. Juan Soto, you just said, very good. There's a hard speculation that there's going to be a trade done there, and it looks like it's going to be the Yankees. I haven't heard any other teams really in on that.
Yeah, and the Yankees, obviously, the rumors today that came out where they've kicked tires and they've at least exchanged names. Now, that being said, there's no hard interest both ways yet. Obviously, I mean, the Yankees, they have the most interest in the trade, but at the same time, they're not willing to give up Jason Dominguez plus is kind of what I'm getting the vibes on. So what the actual trade package is going to look like will be interesting. I could see a guy like Clark Schmidt going back over there. He's a good right-handed pitcher that's in the Yankee farm system right now. Obviously, the Yankees would need to kick in probably a major league ready starting pitcher right now, having like the San Diego Padres having lost, I think it was three starting pitchers, essentially with Seth Lugo being the swing man there, Michael Wacha, Blake Snell, and then obviously Josh Hader as well. So, I mean, that's one that obviously I think at the end of the day, it'll get done during the winter meetings. Juan Soto to the Yankees. And the best part is he gets to keep his number 22. Paul O'Neill has 21 and Donnie Baseball has 23. So Soto gets to keep number 22 if he goes to the pinstripes.
Okay, let's stay with the Padres. Blake Snell, everybody knows the numbers. Where does he go? Back to the East, stay in the West.
Blake Snell's the biggest mystery wild card, whatever you want to say about a starting pitcher, because you know, hey, that guy's going to walk a lot of guys. He's going to strike a lot of guys out. As long as he can stay healthy, he's going to be worth it. I'm saying Boston Red Sox.
San Francisco Giants teaming up with Logan Webb. Lefty-righty combinations, ball stays in the yard. Matt Chapman. Quiet speculation up here that the Jays are still very much involved in him. I'm not seeing him getting signed anywhere or whatever and that. And there's really no reason for him not to get signed. The Giants could have done something. Very interesting for me. What's he looking like?
Yeah, I don't even know what to say about that. I mean, the crazy one to me, I want to say this, and this is going to come completely out of left field because there's been no speculation to this of any sorts. But you had already mentioned a guy earlier, Chris Bryant, who just came out of nowhere and signed with the Colorado Rockies. I'm thinking the Colorado Rockies, with a need at third base to get a player like Matt Chapman, if they're serious about competing, obviously they paid Chris Bryant the money to be a serious contender, and it has not panned out to this point yet. Matt Chapman in a Colorado Rockies uniform, obviously former teammates with Nolan Arenado, obviously one of the best third basemen in Colorado Rockies history. I'm sure the Rockies would love to have some sort of connection there. That's my crazy theory.
I like it. Let's say Shohei gets signed, Snell gets signed, Yamamoto gets signed, the trades can come down. Tyler Glasnow, get done by the end of the winter meetings?
Yeah, Tyler Glasnow, realistically, he'll be traded before Christmas. Don't know for sure if it'll be by the end of the winter meetings. All indications are that he will be traded before the end of the winter meetings, just because I think Dylan Cease will get traded before the winter meetings kick off to whatever team he gets traded to. Then the dominoes will fall immediately afterwards, because Dylan Cease right now is the biggest trade market starting pitcher available. Corbin Burns, there still hasn't been that reported level of interest that he rightfully deserves. But the Milwaukee Brewers are in a weird situation where they're still good enough to win the National League Central, but they're holding on to him for one more year. That's a bit risky to me.
Shane Bieber, next up. Cleveland? Or is that maybe later into January?
Yeah, Shane Bieber, I can't see Cleveland rushing to make a move. Like we said earlier, it's a winnable division, the AL Central. Obviously, Shane Bieber's not old either. He's only 28 years old. He's in his last year of his contract there in Cleveland, but they can still win. And Cleveland's history, I mean, realistically, they're not a team that is overly aggressive when it comes to making trade moves. I get that, yeah, they do make moves when they know that, hey, a player's basically above their pay grade. And Shane Bieber realistically isn't above their pay grade. We saw them pay Jose Ramirez there a couple years ago. Shane Bieber's a guy, to me, that if they're going to make a move, it's going to be closer to spring training.
Let's change things up a little bit and stuff like that. You and I talked about it briefly. We were just over 2 minutes left in this segment. So we were looking at and we were talking about the NL Central. And we're talking about teams stepping up to the plate and getting the job done and doing whatever you can as a professional sports team to be competitors. And we were looking at it and we said, that's probably the oldest division in baseball overall. Cubbies, Reds, Red Stockings at one time, Cardinals, Milwaukee not as long, obviously, but Pittsburgh as well. Those are all teams that are filling stands, filling stadiums, sell jerseys, maybe not as globally as a Cardinals or a Dodgers or a Yankees, but those teams, I think, have to make a move because that should be a juggernaut of a division. They should be a competitive division. There's no excuses for every one of those teams to be able to compete for some of these free agents and get off the pot and stop living in the mid-range. I'm tired of that. For me personally, I'm tired of that. Your thoughts?
Well, it's crazy because in the mid-2010s, right, you're looking at 2013 through 2015, I believe it was. The Pirates, the Cardinals, and the Cubs, I think it was 2014, maybe 2013. I can't remember exactly what year it was off of the top of my head. But those three teams, they all won at least 97 games. So it's not like they're that far from being a very competitive three-team race. Like, the Cubs are historically a team that can spend the money, and they should spend the money to try and win that division. The Brewers, it's a wild card, but if I'm the Brewers, I'm trying to win it one more year. Like, with the core pieces that they have currently in place, yeah, I get that they're talking about all their guys being up there in money this year, but who cares, man? Go over the $100 million threshold or $115 million threshold, whatever you want to do. Make that division super competitive. The Reds are on the come up. The Cardinals are on the come up. Someone else has to be on the come up.
Well, the Pirates need to as well. I'm tired of that. I mean, that's a great logo, great colors, and quit fooling around. Get back into business like you were in the 90s, like you were in the mid-2010s, like you talked about. Quit making excuses and get back in there and be competitive. You got great young guys. Fill it up. You got money. Quit messing around. Dirtbags, we'll be right back with Nolan's Final Five.
One out of two Americans thinks their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money, so join the ranks of the successful people that finish their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
This is a true sad story for ADT, the leader in home security systems. My favorite dog, Oliver, was stolen from our garage recently. If I had a camera system installed in my home from ADT, I would have known exactly what car possibly pulled up in my driveway and stole my little friend. If I had a security system from ADT, my dog would still be here. I called ADT this weekend and they're coming out in a few days to install a camera and a new security system. Unfortunately, it's a little too late for me. Listen, protect everyone you love in your family. Call ADT now. Have them come out and give you a quote to install a full security system in your home. Don't let it be too late for you. Call right now.
Paid for by the Home Security Hotline. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. That's 800-361-3491.
Can your IRA stand up to the next financial crisis that our top economists are saying is at our doorsteps? By allocating a percentage of your IRA into physical gold and silver with a tax-free rollover, you can diversify and safeguard your holdings from turbulent markets and economic downturns by putting your IRA back on the gold standard. Find out how to safeguard your assets with a tax-free rollover with a Genesis Gold IRA. The only IRA that can hold physical precious metals. Call now for your free gold and silver report. Protect your IRA today with one simple phone call and learn how to qualify for up to $10,000 in free silver. Call Genesis Gold Group, empowering faith-driven stewardship. 800-211-6008. 800-211-6008. 800-211-6008. That's 800-211-6008.
Welcome back, there, Biggs. Nolan, give me your final thought.
Yeah, Andre Dawson plans on asking the Hall of Fame to change the cap on his plaque to the Chicago Cubs from the Montreal Expos. Obviously, to me, I think that that should be something that the players get to decide on anyways. Like, I get that he had a better career with the Montreal Expos. Won 6 of his 8 gold gloves, had majority of his hits with the Montreal Expos, won the Rookie of the Year there. But he did win the NL MVP with the Chicago Cubs. And, I mean, to me, it's just one of those things that realistically, if I'm putting a player into the Hall of Fame and that player has his plaque immortalized, I think the player should have the choice as to what hat they want to be on their plaque for the rest of their lives. Like, that just, to me, makes the most sense. So the fact that he has to ask the Hall of Fame for permission to change his plaque to the Chicago Cubs is kind of insane to me, but it is what it is.
Yeah, in fairness, I heard reports from both about Andre himself and the Hall of Fame, and both parties are very methodical in how they think and their reasoning, and they're not quick in their snap judgments, nor should they be when you're talking about immortalizing your name and Cooperstown and everything that it entails being a Hall of Fame member. So it'll be interesting to see how it unfolds. Like you said, it works both ways. I'm sure they'll be able to work out a deal that makes it right for both parties. Ultimately, the player himself, in this case, Andre Dawson. So, but very interesting that it came out today and stuff like that. So it'll be interesting to watch how it unfolds, Dirtbag. So definitely. So can't thank you enough for listening. Can't thank you again for being a part of the nation. If you're looking for apparel or you're looking for the rope trainer, head on over to our website at dirtbagbaseballnation.com. We'll get you hooked up. Anyway, every way we can, be sure to subscribe to us on YouTube at Dirtbag Baseball Nation. Follow us on Instagram and Facebook at Dirtbag Baseball Nation. You have questions, you have concerns, you want curtain call questions answered on the show, reach out to us, contact us. You need training questions, reach out to us, contact us. That's what we do every day. We live it, we breathe it, we die it. You know it. You know it. So wherever you are in the world, have a fantastic week. We'll be back at the back end of the winter meetings next week. Hopefully a lot to talk about. I'm sure there will be. And unfortunately, it is that time, Dirtbags. It's time to get up, get after it, and get dirty. Nolan, do what you do.
Hey, thanks for listening once again, Dirtbags. Stay tuned because it's going to be a hell of a ride.